Wong and Abler.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, so far, Lum and Abner have been unsuccessful in their attempts to restore Grandpappy's spears and rid him of his amnesia. And so the old fellow goes blissfully on, thinking he's a vacuum cleaner salesman from Toledo. As we look in on the little community today, we find that Lum has gone to the county seat to try to straighten out the affairs of their almost non-existent rubber corporation. Well, Abner's in the Jot 'em Down store, and Grandpap is just entering.
Well, howdy.
Oh, well, morning, Grandpap. Mr. Davenport. Come on in. Come in.
What's your price? Dadgummit, anyway. Sometimes I wish I wasn't so old for it handsome.
Handsome?
Yep. Being good looking is a nuisance, I believe. A downright flat footed nuisance.
Whatever gives you the idea that you was good-looking?
Oh, just from the way all the women in this little burg's falling for me. It's a pigeon-toed nuisance, that's what it is.
Them women are just trying to be nice to you, that's all.
If it ain't one of them, it's another. In fact, it was that Millbank woman over at the boarding house.
You was the one that proposed to her, weren't you?
Well, in a way, I reckon, but I believe it was mostly her idea. Of course, I'll admit I never unencouraged her none. I might have made sheep eyes at her once or twice, I don't know.
Yeah, that's just about what I figured.
Of course, now, there ain't a bad-looking woman.
No.
I didn't mind that so much. I still don't know how that friend of yours, that Mr. Edwards, don't see how he ever talked her out of marrying me. He must have made up some junk about me already being married or something like that.
Well, natural he told her that.
I'll get even with that varmint someday, telling stories on me.
Well, what other women has fell for you so hard around here?
Oh, dozens of them.
Well, name them off. I'd love to hear who they are.
Well, there was one I know. Oh, yeah, I recollect. Do you know a woman by the name of Charity Spears?
Charity Spears?
Hey, I went to her place this morning to sell a vacuum cleaner, and she wanted me to come right in the house, wanted me to sit down and eat some breakfast, and asked me when I was coming back to her and live there again. I don't know what else. Kept calling me Milford.
Well, Milford's your name, that's why.
Oh, no, my name's Buster V. Davenport of Toledo, Ohio.
Hey, are you sure about that?
Well, to be honest, Mr. Peabody, I ain't exactly sure that's what it is. All I'm sure of is that my initials are DVD.
Yeah.
And prove that, because them are the initials I found sewed in my underwear. I know my name ain't Milford, though. I know that. Wouldn't have such a name as that.
You wouldn't, huh?
Oh, law me sakes, no.
Well, do you want to know why Aunt Charity acted like she did towards you?
I already know. It's because I'm good-looking, because I have a certain natural, easy charm.
It ain't no such a thing. It's because Charity is your woman, that's why.
My wife? Yes, sir. How could an unmarried bachelor like me have a wife? Is her name Miss Davenport?
Why, of course it ain't.
Well, she couldn't be no wife of mine, then. Besides, I ought to recognize my own wife. That is, if I had one or two.
Well, whether you recognize her or not, that's who she is.
Pish-posh. Piddle-craddle. You know, if this sort of thing keeps up, I might just take my natural easy charm and go right back to my home in Toledo.
Your home?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Now, exactly what does your home back there look like?
Why, it's sort of a house, I believe.
Why, natural.
To be honest, Mr. Peabody, I've sort of forgot just what it does look like.
Yeah, I figured that.
Seems like ever since I fell in front of your store and got that bump on my head, everything about my past has been sort of hazy. Can't seem to recollect much about it.
Uh-huh. Well, now, tell me this. What makes you think that you come from Toledo, Ohio?
Oh, I know that to be a fact. Prove that by a card I found in my pocket.
Card? What kind of card?
Oh, just a little one. I found it in my pocket when I woke up after the accident.
Well.
Whereabouts did I put that thing? Got it here somewhere, you know. Now, here we are, right in my vest. Here, just take a look at that one.
Yeah, here, let me see that thing. This come out of a weighing machine.
I don't care what it come out of. Just read what it says.
Weight 119.5 pounds.
That's my weight, too.
You have a certain natural easy charm, which will help you attain great success. the Toledo Scale Company.
See there? I must have been in Toledo. I never could have got that card. Definite proof right there.
Yeah, but Grandpa, or Mr. Davenport, you might have got that card.
Now, there comes your friend up out there.
Huh?
What's his name, Mr. Eddard, is it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's long. Yeah. He's been in the county seat this morning, went in there on some special business.
All right. Are you two fellas in business together here?
Why, sure. You know that. No, I don't reckon you do, no.
That Eddard seems like a nice fella. Of course, I never will forgive him for talking Miss Milbank out of marrying me. He had no rights to do that.
Howdy, Lom. Did you get to see that Giverment feller?
Yeah, I seen him all right. But it never done no good. Oh, howdy, Grandpap.
Never, huh?
I wish you fellas would stop calling me Grandpap. You'd think I was some old man to hear you talk. If you don't want to call me by Mr. Davenport, call me Buster. That's my given name.
All right, Buster.
Abner, I better have a talk with you private.
Huh?
Will you excuse us a minute, Mr. Davenport, while we go back in the feed room for a conference?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. I got to be leaving pretty soon anyways. Got to get out and sell vacuum cleaners.
Uh-huh. You can read the almanac right over on the library table if you want to.
Almanac?
Yeah, there it is.
I wouldn't read such trash as that. My time's too valuable to waste on rubbish like that stuff in the almanac.
Don't as long as you hear that. All as before, you couldn't hardly pull him away from the almanac. Sat there all day long, read it out loud.
Oh, he's a changed man, all right.
He's
no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Of course, in some ways, I believe this is an improvement over his old self, though.
Yeah, you're right about that. Of course, I do hate to see his woman Charity so broke up over. She just worn herself to death over.
Yeah, that is a shame. I hate to see that myself.
Yeah. Tell me what the government feller said. Mr. Don, is that his name?
Yeah. What I wanted to do was explain to him why we never sent him no samples of our synthetic rubber. Tell him we'd send him some as soon as we could.
Sure.
But the minute I told him Grandpap was the only one that knowed the formula and he got struck with amnesia, Mr. Dunn started laughing and Mike and I had me thrown out of his office.
Thrown out of his office?
Well, he got shut at me awful quick, I know that.
Oh.
Said he was sick and tired of crackpots coming in there with harebrained ideas.
Did he say that?
Them was his exact words. Call me a crackpot.
For the land's sake, you ain't cracked.
So I reckon there goes our chance to ever get the government behind our synthetics rubber corporation.
Yeah, well, with Grandpap out of his right mind, we ain't got no rubber corporation for the government to get behind on.
No, that's right, we ain't.
No.
That means that business in Pine Ridge won't pick up, and so we'll lose the truck line.
Yeah.
I know that state transportation director ain't going to wait much longer before he decides to change the truck route over to Big Fork.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do, Long?
Grannies, I don't know.
I reckon maybe we'll just have to do like you said, try to bring Grandpap's memory back by hitting him on the head.
Looks like it. I hate to do it, though.
Yeah, me too. Reckon what we ought to hit him with, a sledgehammer?
Well, I don't know. That might be overdoing it. I ain't sure. Don't want to kill him.
No, we could just hit him easy. He wouldn't have to use all our strength. Just give him a couple of taps with him.
We better ask Doc Miller about that first, Abner. There's something else we got to worry about before we take that up anyway.
Something else?
Yeah, when I was at the county seat this morning, I was walking by that big secondhand store in there.
That Eli's Exchange Emporium?
Yeah, old Jake's place. He runs it.
Yeah, I know what
he's seen men call me into his store.
Well, I do. What do you want?
Well, he recognized me as being from Pine Ridge, so he wanted to ask if I was acquainted with a fella down here named Buster V. Davenport.
Buster V.? What's Grandpap been up to now?
Well, it seems he's ordered 5 secondhand vacuum cleaners from Jake.
5?
Yeah, and Jake won't know if Mr. Davenport was good for him.
Well, I hope you canceled the order right there.
Well, it was too late. They'd already been sent to Pine Ridge.
Oh, my goodness.
But I explained all about the amnesia and everything to Jake and told him I'd see that he got them back.
Yeah, yeah.
Fact is, I've already taken care of that.
You have, huh?
Yeah, I stopped over at Sister Simpson's boarding house. That's where he had them sent.
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, there they was already. So I called the truck line and had them sent back.
Well, good for you. Grandpap never could pay for them things.
Of course he couldn't. He ain't got no money.
And I know he'd never be able to sell them around here. First place, he ain't no salesman. Couldn't sell nothing. Well, of course, Elizabeth did buy that other one he had, but I reckon she done that just to be nice to him.
More than likely.
And I wish she'd never bought it neither, Lom. Tell you, she gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning now and starts pushing that thing across the border of backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards.
Oh, that'll drive a man stark raving mad crazy.
It's doing it to me, I know that.
But what I'm worried about is that Grandpap's going to keep on ordering stuff and get himself in so deep he's going to lose his house and everything else.
Oh, that'd be a shame. After the way him and Charity has worked so hard to get that place.
Well, what we got to do is watch him every minute of the time, Abner. We'll have to guardeen him just like he was a young'un.
Yes, sir, that's just about what he is, too, a young'un. A helpless young'un. Oh, we better ask Doc Miller about that sledgehammer.
Hey, Mr.
Right
Peabody. Mr. Peabody.
I hope he never heard us talk. Now, what is it, Grandpa Buster?
Mind if I use your telephone?
Oh, no. Go right ahead. Wait a minute. You ain't fixing to call nobody at the county seat, are you?
No. I just want to call over to boarding house.
Oh, well, that's all right. Go right ahead. We better go in there and start.
Yeah, what's that ring?
Two shorts and a long, Buster.
Long.
Wonder how a baseball bat work on him anyway.
Quiet, you hear you.
Yeah.
Hello. This is Davenport, Buster V. Davenport of Toledo. Your new boarder. Yeah, listen, Miss Simpson, did some vacuum cleaners come there for me?
Oh, he'll find out about it now.
Sent back. Well, call up Jake long distance for me and tell him to send them right back out here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, tell him to send three more, too.
Yeah, now, wait a minute now, Grandpa.
Don't worry, I'll pay for the call, but hurry up and do it. Goodbye.
All right, Jimmy, how'd them things get sent back, Rick?
Now, listen, Buster, you don't need them vacuum cleaners.
What do you mean, don't need them? I've already got them vacuums all sold.
All sold?
Why, sure, them five and three more.
Huh?
My pockets are stuffed full of money. I don't know what to do. Gonna have to get some bigger pockets, I can see that.
Speaking, this is the National Broadcasting Company.